Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Mind Movement Health Podcast. Today on the show, I have my special guest, Sue Ann Hickey. She's a certified naturopath and weight loss specialist. She helps her clients heal their ailments naturally, to lose weight and regain their energy using her personalized body type plan, Body Typology, System for Lasting Weight Loss. In our interview today, we're going to chat about the different body types. We're going to chat about cravings, emotional and stress eating, and how we can live a healthy life to really help our energy and our overall health. I really hope you enjoy this interview, and let's have a listen in. Hi, I'm Kate Boyle, and welcome to the Mind Movement Health Podcast. Each week, I'll be bringing you health information from diet and lifestyle to movement and nutrition. My aim is to bring you bite-sized pieces of information that you can instigate into your everyday life to change your health. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Mind Movement Health Podcast. Hi, Sue Ann. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks, Heather. Really happy to be here.
Well, I'm super excited to have you on the show. I know so many of my listeners, you know, we're always thinking about our health, and sometimes that includes things like weight loss and dieting and trying to sort of bust all those myths that come with it. So I wanted to have you on the show today to sort of share a little bit about what you do and how you help women. So would you be able to introduce yourself to the listeners?
Sure. Yeah. So my name is Sue Ann, as we mentioned, and a little bit about my journey in the past. I may not have always followed such a healthy lifestyle. I had a lot of challenges, as a lot of us do growing up and figuring things out. I may have gotten into a little bit too much alcohol at some period in time, and struggling along, working out my feelings and things like that. And it was really my first yoga class in 1990 that was a huge catalyst for change for me. So I started getting interested in healthy eating at that point and making changes to my diet, learning about meditation and spirituality, and kind of opening up. I had been very shy before then. So it really springboarded me into a much healthier lifestyle and starting to heal my past challenges. And from there, I taught yoga for many, many years. And through that, I kind of wanted to take my own health journey and help clients take it to another level. So I started training as a naturopath in 2006, and just found that that was really my passion, my calling, to help people learn how to eat healthier, transform their lives, heal their ailments naturally. So eating right from my body type was the first thing I learned in my naturopath classes, which completely transformed my health and my life. So I kind of never look back. I'm like, I'm eating this way for the rest of my life. And then started to teaching my clients how to do the same thing.
Yes. Well, I love that you mentioned that the yoga class was kind of a catalyst, because I kind of feel like, you know, people do tend to, you can usually go back and sort of pick a moment or a period of time, or, you know, something tends to happen that then makes a sort of catapult. And for me, it was finding Pilates. So it was another different movement modality. So it's interesting that you said it was yoga for you. But I just wanted to bring that up because I think so many people, you know, we sort of think about maybe we need to make a change, and sometimes it's just something that really does just sort of set off a light bulb that then, you know, propels us on a different path. Now, you mentioned that you were doing body weight type diets, and that's sort of what changed for you. Can you explain to listeners a little bit more about what that is?
Yes. So we distinguish four different body types for a woman and three for men, which has to do with the glands. So we have either adrenal, pituitary, gonad for the woman only, which has to do with the ovaries, or thyroid. And it doesn't mean that anything is wrong with those glands. It's just that we each have a dominant gland that distinguishes our type. And usually that gland is working harder than the others, and the others are kind of trying to catch up. So when we start eating the right food at the right time for your body type, the dominant gland calms down, the weaker glands get stronger, and it creates a balance. So across the board, you know, for myself and all my clients, they'll tell me, I have fewer cravings. My appetite is kept in check. I feel so much better. I have more energy. So it really balances out the body physically. And people lose weight more easily by following their body type plan. It's a really, really incredible way of, it's very personalized as well. And another way I can explain it also is, say someone is kind of slow in the morning, takes them a while to get going, you know, I need my coffee, leave me alone. That could indicate that their metabolism is also slow in the morning. So a very small light breakfast could be perfect for them. Medium to late lunch, and dinner is the main meal of the day, because that's when their metabolism is highest and that's when they're going to burn it off most easily. So that goes completely against the old adage, like eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, dinner like a pauper. I can't tell you how many clients that come to see me that are doing that cannot figure out why they are hungry all day long, because for their body type, perhaps eating a big breakfast will trigger them to be hungrier all day long. And then because they're trying to eat such a small dinner, they're hungry all night long and they're snacking and they're just going about it completely in the wrong way for their body type. So switching that, they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe how well this works and how easy it is.
Yes. Well, I love the personalized approach, because I really believe when it comes to our health that, you know, everybody is very individual and we really do need that personalized approach. If someone was, you know, trying to work out what body type they were, what are the usual things they do to work out which type they may be?
Yeah, it can be a process. I mean, I have my website, bodytypology.com, and there's a ton of information on there. So they can go and look at the different descriptions of the body types, maybe have a friend or their partner read it, because sometimes it's hard to see ourselves, right? So they can look at that. I have a little quiz, which is more like for fun to try and give you a little insight of what your body type is. But when I do a consultation with my client, it's really not about, a lot of people think, well, I have that shape, so I must be that type, because you can be completely thrown off by looking at the pictures or looking at the shapes and thinking that you're that type. When I do a consultation, I look at people's cravings, their food preferences, their energy levels, you know, are they a morning type or a night owl? What kind of ailments they're more prone to, and even their personality plays a huge role in determining their type. So it's really a global picture of figuring out someone's type.
Yeah, that's interesting, because when you said body types, it does make me think of, you know, we used to say the apple, the pear. So I'm sure people were probably thinking about that too. So I'm glad that you mentioned that. Where did the body type diet come from? How did it originate?
Yeah, it's been from a few medical doctors that wrote books. Dr. Henry Beeler was one of the first ones in the 1960s. He wrote a book and he was trying to figure out, he distinguished a few body types, but he hadn't figured everything out. And then there was Dr. Abravanel in 1983. He wrote a book about body types as well. And he really expanded on it more, coming up with the four body types for a woman and three for men. But in the 60s and 80s, we really didn't have the nutritional knowledge that we do have now, right? We're still learning a whole lot. And we always have more to learn, of course. But my naturopathic teacher, one of my main teachers, was found out about this and said, wow, this makes so much sense, but how can we expand on it and make it a really healthy way of eating rather than a more restrictive diet? And so that people can follow it, you know, long term, because that's the most important thing, to find a healthy way of eating that people can follow long term. So she really expanded on it. And I took all that information, and then my friend and I came up with the term body typology. So kind of put together my program, adding in, you know, people's help with emotional eating and stress eating and all the different things that are so essential as well.
Yes. And bringing up that sort of emotional and stress eating, because it can be a really big thing, I think, for everybody. Everybody goes through it, you know, at some point. Do you have any sort of tips or, you know, advice you can share with listeners if they're maybe struggling with that as well?
For sure. I think one of the main things to do is to try to be mindful. You know, if you've eaten a full dinner and it's 8 o'clock at night and you're, oh, I just want that little, you know, cookie, or, you know, take a break. Like, are you really hungry? What's going on? Often we want to reach for something because there's a feeling there that we don't want to feel. And, you know, society will tell you, you shouldn't be sad, you shouldn't be angry, you should be happy all the time, like, wrong. So I think it's really using mindfulness, if you can, to see what you're going through, see what you're feeling, if you need to journal, if you need to call a friend. How can you handle those emotions by doing other things, finding better coping mechanisms instead of trying to maybe literally stuff them down with food, or to distract yourself with food? You know, that's, I think, most people that struggle with addictions, that's the same kind of thing. They don't want to feel the feeling. Whereas if we can stay with the feeling, feelings come and go and they won't last forever.
Yeah, great advice. And I think, you know, we've been through here in Australia so many lockdowns and stuff this year. And I think there's, do you know what I mean? There's been a lot of stress, there's been a lot of different emotions. And sometimes I've even said to my husband, I feel like the most exciting, you know, part of my day is what I get to eat, because, you know, you've been locked at home, homeschooling, not much happening. So I'm sure so many people can relate to that. And we sort of touched on cravings as well, and, you know, sweet cravings and that. Do you have any sort of, you know, helpful advice you can give to people that might sort of really get those cravings? And maybe even if it's sort of around maybe their cycle and they sort of only get it at certain times of the month?
For sure. Three tips to reduce sugar cravings. Number one is to eat more protein, especially at breakfast, because some people are lacking in protein. And that was a big one for me. I used to have a lot of sweet and carb cravings. And when I, if we know from my body type, I needed more protein at breakfast. Not every body type needs that, but that can help for sure. Number two, drink more water. Something simple that people might not think about, drinking more water can reduce sweet cravings. Number three, obviously we need to reduce sweets because it is an addiction and it, you know, affects the brain. So those are things we can do. Eating right for your body type, as I mentioned, really reduces cravings. It's because it balances the body. And then finally, coming back to the emotions, like being aware of what emotions are there. Sometimes we want something crunchy when we're frustrated, right? So we want to, or we want something sweet when we're sad or lonely. So being aware of the emotions is key as well.
And with the body type diets, can you share, say, one body type and sort of a few ideas of what their diet might entail in comparison to maybe one of the different other body types?
Sure. So let's see, if we start with the gonad body type, also known as, has to do with the ovaries, as I mentioned before. So they are often the pear-shaped. As I said, you know, we can't always tell by the shape of the body, but they tend to be the motherly caregivers. Often they'll have like three children. They love having children. They love taking care of their children. They can, their cravings can revolve around more salty things, sometimes sweet. They might like sauces, like creamy sauces or cheesy things. And so for their body type, they often are not hungry in the morning. They might skip breakfast, but even having a small light breakfast, like even a piece of fruit would be perfect for them. Sometimes they tell me, oh, I just love my toast and peanut butter. But for them, because their metabolism is slow in the morning, that could be too heavy for them, too heavy and fatty. So switching that up for something really small and light, maybe a bowl of oatmeal or something like that, a fruit, a medium to light lunch And dinner has to be eaten really early for them. So even eating dinner at 5 o'clock is often they'll tell me, I just start snacking like crazy at around 5 o'clock. I'm like, yep, because that's the perfect time for dinner for you. So, and then let's compare that with a thyroid type like myself. We tend to have a lot of nervous energy. We have to slow down and not work too hard and take more breaks. We tend to gain weight more around the middle of the body, like a spare tire. And for myself, as I mentioned, I need a lot more protein. I am a morning type. I jump out of bed ready to take on the day, where my boyfriend's like, okay, just slow down. So 2 eggs for breakfast can be good for me because it gives me the protein that I need so that I'm not hungry all day long. If I have a lighter, smaller breakfast, as I used to have a bowl of cereal, you know, an hour later, I'd be munching again. I'd be looking for toast. I'd be looking for something else. I'd be looking for sweets, which would continually send me on the hypoglycemic roller coaster ride of up and down and up and down. So having protein for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, that really balances me out. I'm way more satisfied all day long. My mood swings and my up and down roller coaster is handled. So 2 different body types, 2 completely different plans.
Yeah. And can you explain, some listeners might not sort of be familiar with the hypoglycemic index and maybe the benefits of stabilizing our blood sugar. So can you expand on that just a little bit too?
Sure. It's a great question because I think a lot of people don't realize there's so much like misinformation. My clients will tell me, well, I can't eat carrots, right? Because they're high on the glycemic index. I'm like, okay, it's a vegetable. Number one rule,
fiber.
if it grows, it's good for you. And the other thing that people get confused with the glycemic index is we rarely eat one food alone. You know, maybe, you know, you'll eat an apple in the afternoon, but usually when we eat a meal, it's combined with other things, which completely changes the glycemic index. Because if when you add protein and healthy fats to another food, then it will balance out the glycemic levels so much more. Instead of having that high, you know, say you had a chocolate bar, your glycemic levels would spike way up and then would crash. Well, bad example, but if you added protein or fat to something, you know, say oatmeal is a little bit higher on the glycemic index. If you added in, you know, peanut butter or, you know, some kind of food like salmon, I'm not putting together very good food combos, but you understand what I mean. The fat and the healthy protein will balance the glycemic levels. So you'll only have a little bit of a rise and then it'll go back down to normal. So, you know, always, of course, staying away from the processed packaged foods that are high in sugar is really important. But, you know, don't worry about carrots too much. They're good for us.
Yeah, I often have clients too, and, you know, the big one that always comes in is potatoes. Like, I can't eat a potato, and I'm always like, well, you definitely can as part of a balanced diet, but like you were sort of saying, you know, depends what you're eating with it, and that can change how our body's going to digest it too. So I'm definitely all over that. Now, if somebody was maybe struggling with losing weight and they're sort of not sure where they should be starting, where would be the best place to, you know, start to make a change? Should people head to your website? Should you, you know, is there things that they can sort of first step to start?
Yes. I mean, there's lots of, on my website, as I said, there's lots of information. I have a really fun little free 3-step video process training that I made, so they can jump on and sign up for that free training, and they really get a better understanding about the 4 body types, a little bit about how it works. You know, there's description of each type, so they can maybe quickly figure out which type they are, and so they can check out Body Typology. .com, or I'm also on Facebook and Instagram under the same name, so they can find things there.
Amazing. And if there's one sort of tip that you could leave listeners with to improve their health, you know, that they could just go away after listening to this podcast episode and do straight away, what might it be?
I guess one thing is the body loves routine. The body loves consistency. So I think so simple for some, it depends on your schedule and work schedule and everything else, but try to eat your meals at regular hours. You know, it might be around, you know, breakfast around 8, lunch around noon, dinner around 6, or depending on your body type, but around those, because so many people, they might skip a meal, you know, skip breakfast or skip lunch, in my opinion, really not a good thing to do for your body. And then also try to maintain those eating meal times on the weekend as well, because one huge challenge that most people that want to drop the pounds have is everything goes out on the weekends, right? They skip lunch or they eat breakfast late and they overeat and they have parties happening. So as much as possible, try and keep your meal times on the weekends as well. And it's easier for the body to drop the pounds when you're doing that and nourishing your body with healthy foods that grow.
Agree 100%. So, you know, another nutritionist here. So I am definitely with you on that one. Now, before we just finish and sort of wrap up, I wanted to ask too, as a naturopath, do you work and, you know, recommend within the body types different herbs or supplements that sort of go hand in hand with the body type diets as well?
A little. There are some like herbal teas that are more beneficial for certain body types. As I mentioned a little bit at the beginning, each body type has more ailments that they're more prone to. So like for the gonad body type, which has to do with the ovaries, they can have a lot of challenges with reproductive issues. So then when I work with a client, I will maybe suggest things of how, you know, they can help their hormonal system balance out whatever they might need. But it's such an individualized thing when I work with supplements or vitamins or herbs. It's even hard to generalize across for each body type. But that being said, you know, the adrenal body type really tends to internalize their stress. So I might recommend for them a complex B to help keep them calmer. So there are things like that, but it's really individualized with each person.
Yeah. It's always interesting just to hear different people's takes on vitamins and supplements. And I think there's a lot more out there today. And sometimes it can be really confusing, you know, as a consumer, you know, what dosage to get, which one is right for you, and all of those types of things. So I'm always interested to hear how other people work with them as well. Well, thank you so much, Sue-Ann, for coming on to the podcast. It's been lovely having you on, and I will link up all your contact details in the show notes so listeners can reach out to you on your website or on socials and touch base with you there.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for listening into the podcast. Please hit subscribe to be updated for each time we release a new podcast.